We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo made an arduous journey to the foot of the mountain. He persuaded the Khan of Persia to let him lead his men to attack the castle of the old men of the mountain. This attack was successful, and Marco Polo was instrumental in saving the lives of his father, his uncle, and his servant Benno. Eventually, Prince Alauddin, the old man of the mountain, was captured and sentenced to death by the Khan of Persia. Then the Khan suggested that Marco Polo and his companions should take a journey to China. The three Venetians were astounded at this suggestion, as no white man had ever before been to China. The Khan of Persia desired them to escort a beautiful woman who was to be sent to China as one of the wives of his brother, Kublai Khan, who was known as the Great Khan. Eventually, the Venetians agreed to undertake this task, but they made a condition that they should first return to Venice in order to secure goods and gifts which they could take to Kublai Khan of China. They returned to the coast and took a ship to Venice, promising that in the very near future they would return to Persia in order to escort Kublai Khan's bride to China. On arriving in Venice, the Polos were accorded a great welcome. On the day after their arrival, Niccolo Polo discussed his future plans with his brother Matteo.
You see, Matteo, here I have map. We journey first to Persia, where we make obeisance to the Khan, and then we journey to China. Oh, this is my life's ambition. Venice will be the first country in the world to open trade with China.
We have done well, Niccolo. Already the other traders are following us to Persia. We've won the friendship of the Khan of Persia, and Venice should benefit therefrom.
But China is the greatest country in the world. There we will behold many marvels. And if Venice can establish trade relations with China, she will become one of the richest nations in the world. Truly will our names live to be revered.
When do we start on our journey?
Well, I will take a journey to Rome in 2 days' time. Then I will tell the Pope what we have accomplished. I will ask him for messages and gifts for the great Khan of China. Mayhap, we will be able to start on our new journey in 2 weeks' time.
I wish we did not have to escort this princess to China. We may meet with many adventures, and women are a nuisance. Always they must be guarded and protected. They talk all the time. I'm a happy man that I never married.
Matteo, my brother, someday you might marry. But we must escort this princess to China. That is the only way we will be able to enter the country. Oh, by the way, have you seen Marco this morning?
No. I suppose he is still lying abed. It will not take him long to slip into his old lazy ways.
Marco has had a taste of adventure, of romance, of seeing wonders. After all, he did save our lives by his courage and resource. He is a man now.
I hope you are right.
I will call him and tell him of our plan. Oh, Marco! Marco!
Mayhap he is still asleep.
Well, then Benno shall awaken him. Oh, Benno!
You called, my master.
I wish to have speech with you.
I am coming, my master.
You mark my words, Niccolo. You will find that Marco is not changed.
Oh, Benno, where is Master Marco?
Oh, dressing himself, spending long hours before a mirror. He prepared to visit the Lady Giuliana Vecchi.
Oh, I thought he had forgotten about her.
Marco will not go to China now that he is back in civilization. You mark my words, he will stay here. Do you not agree with me, Benno?
Well, Master Mafio, I would not mind remaining in civilization myself. Here we are quiet, well-ordered people. We do not have vile drugs and threaten each other's lives. Although, mind you, the time I thought I was in paradise was very pleasant. That was my one happy memory of our last journey.
Mayhap you have another memory when you tried to knife Master Marco.
Oh, that is not such a pleasant memory. Still, where you lead, my master, there I will follow. But I doubt whether Master Marco will accompany us.
He will accompany us. Go now. Tell him that I wish to speak with him.
As you command.
We must do our best to persuade Marco to come with us. After all, it will fall to his task to guard this Persian princess. I cannot guard her, and you will be busy leading the expedition.
Oh, have no fear, Mafio. Marco will accompany us.
I wish I could feel as confident as you do.
All right, Benno, all right. I will go and speak with my father now. Perhaps, do you like this new suit which I am wearing?
Oh,
do I not cut a fine figure? Will not the lady of my heart rejoice to see me now out of my way?
Oh.
Let me speak with my father. Let me speak with my father.
I've been waiting for you, Marco.
Well, I cannot spare you very much time, father. My gondola is waiting. Waiting to bear me on wings of love to Giuliana Vecchi.
Ah, rubbish.
Oh, my Uncle Mafio. If you had ever been in love, you would know how I feel at the prospect of being reunited with a lady of my heart.
Hear me, Marco. We plan to start our journey to China in 2 weeks.
I trust you will have an enjoyable Persia. Tell him I am sorry that I could not accompany you.
What nonsense is this, Marco? You will accompany us.
Now, Father, understand me. You forced me to go on the last journey. Mayhap I enjoyed it. Mayhap I did not. But I have returned to Venice, and now nothing will prevent me from wedding the lady of my heart. I will remain here and watch over your interests.
So you are a coward, afraid to go to China, ready to leave two old men to their fate.
Not so. You will be safer under the guardianship of the Khan of Persia. My life is here in Venice. I cannot tell you how happy I am to be back. Venice is the most beautiful city in the world. Why should we wish to leave it?
You're a selfish young fool.
Come, Marco. Over here.
Look you from the casement. You see Venice, casement. You see Venice. The tall and noble buildings. The waterways. The gondolas. The busy, happy people. Venice, the city of the world's commerce.
All that I see.
Why is Venice a prosperous, rich, beautiful center? Because the Venetians are brave, adventurous people. They journey to strange lands to open trade routes. No white man has yet penetrated China. We will go there. We will make Venice even greater. We will win the friendship of the great Kublai Khan. You are a son of Venice, and your duty calls you.
The call of love is stronger than the call of duty. Mayhap when you return, then I will pay a visit to China. But now, I stay here and marry.
I am ashamed of you, Marco.
Oh, Father, hear me. I have a right to make a bid for happiness. All the time that we were away, I thought and thought of Giuliana and of the joy I would know when I returned to her. Now, you would rob me of that joy.
Giuliana Vecchi is not worthy of your love.
You shall not say that. I go now to take her in my arms, to name the day of our marriage, which will take place before you leave for China. I will return.
There you are, Niccolo. What did I tell you? You're the father of a worthless son.
Mayhap I am in agreement with you at last, Mario. I will not make another attempt to force Marco to go upon this journey. I thought the last journey would have wakened his manhood. I was wrong. So be it, my brother. We will carry the banner of Venice into the strange land of China. Nothing will make me swerve from our purpose.
With a gay song on his lips, Marco Polo stepped into his gondola, and his gondolier took him over the sparkling waters towards the home of Giuliana Vecchi. They passed other gondolas on the way, and their occupants called a cheery greeting to Marco Polo. At last he reached the home of Giuliana Vecchi. He leapt from the gondola, ran up the steps, and pounded on the door, which was opened by a servant. With a cheery word of greeting, Marco Polo pushed past the servant, ran into the hall, and called the name of Giuliana.
Giuliana! 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 Why do you not answer me? Oh, Giuliana, I have returned. It is Marco Polo calling to you.
Marco Polo?
Did you not hear that I had returned?
No, I did not hear.
Come downstairs. Let me take you in my arms.
I shall never leave you again.
Marco, why did you fail me last time?
It was not my fault, Juliana. Do not stand there staring at me as if I'd returned from the dead. Come, we have much to say to each other.
I'm coming.
Oh, let me explain. My father and his servants seized me when I came to elope with you. They carried me away forcibly. I could send no message to you.
I heard that you had been forcibly carried away.
Even you cannot blame me. I have had many strange adventures since I last saw you. I have seen great wonders, and I believe that for a while... I was in paradise. But paradise was not as sweet as this, Juliana. Not as sweet as the moment I am about to know when I take you in my arms.
Marco, what words are these? How could you have been to paradise?
Oh, that is a long story. Let me forget everything now in our reunion, our embrace.
Marco, please, hear me.
Juliana, why do you draw away from me? Have you grown coy during my absence? Oh, come, my beloved.
Marco, please, please, let me go.
This is the moment I have longed for. Why do you struggle against me? Why do you struggle?
Marco, you must hear me. You have not the right to take me in your arms.
I have not the right. What words are these?
I did not know when you would return. I heard no message from you, and I had to think of my own future.
What are you trying to say? Have you stopped loving me?
I do not love you.
But, Juliana, I love you. And before I left, you swore that you loved me. What has happened? What has made you change?
I have told you I did not know when you would return, or if you would ever return. And for a long time, my parents have wished me to wed Antonio Muretti.
Antonio Muretti? That undersized little cur? That cringing whippersnapper?
You shall not say that about him. He is soon to be my husband.
Oh, Juliana, do you jest?
I do not jest. I'm betrothed to Antonio Muretti. Tomorrow we are to be wed.
Tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow, Marco. I am sorry for you. But Antonio is wealthy. He loves me.
Think you love him?
Oh, will you go now?
Oh, I have been a fool. My father and my uncle both told me that you were not worthy of my love. Now I know they spoke the truth.
Do you hate me, Marco?
Oh, I do not hate you. I could never hate you. But I hate myself. Farewell, Juliana. I will be leaving Venice soon. I am going on a journey to China.